It is January 25th. In today's edition of the Group Quest Daily News, we talk about Steam Deck, maybe some Hearthstone. Could there be some PlayStation 5 backwards compatibility? But we start with, yeah, that's a sigh, because the QA workers from Raven Software are being split up. This report comes to us from Blizzard Watch, blizzardwatch.com, and essentially what is happening is, after they did in good faith, going back to work, that I'm talking about the QA workers at Raven, there was an announcement that said that the QA workers will be splitting off, okay, going into different departments in order to, as they would put it, better our customers' demands. And you better believe that the people that are unionizing are not happy with this. So all these workers will be embedded into different departments. So we know that Xbox is really against unionizing, and that's fine. But with the way that everything has gone on with Activision Blizzard, it really needs to happen. And a better ABK is really trying to get this thing going, even though the deck is now stacked against. So we'll see what happens. You can read the article at blizzardwatch.com. Now, continuing on with Activision Blizzard, this comes to us from Destructoid, and I've seen this on several different feeds. So it's pretty solid. That Blizzard is working on a survival game in a new universe. This was announced via a post by Blizzard Entertainment, and the post reads as follows. We are going on a journey to a whole new universe, home to a brand new survival game for PC and console. A place full of heroes we have yet to meet, stories yet to be told, and adventures yet to be lived. A vast realm of possibility waiting to be explored. They did give some pictures of what they want to see and what has been worked on so far, and it does look pretty decent. Keep in mind, this is coming from Blizzard, which is under a lawsuit right now, so to see them working is indeed a very positive sign. But we shall see what happens with this game. And could be a new IP. That might have some PvP stuff in there. Probably not a WoW thing. Might have some World of Warcraft things in there. But anyway, I'm just free thinking. So we go from one Blizzard thing to another. And Hearthstone is going to welcome a third party. So, and this is a tweet from Abar_HS. Third-party cash money tournaments awarding Masters Tour invites? That's right. If you are hosting a Hearthstone tournament with a prize pool of $1,000 or more, let me know if you want to apply to have an MT invite attached to it, like at RainTDF did. So you could be a part of that if you got a $1,000 prize. You would be the third party. There you go. And there's going to be other third-party organizations a part of it there. At least that is what the thought is. So we shall see what happens. There's no announcement yet as to when the next Hearthstone Masters Tour will come up. But if we find out, we'll let you know. So let's go from that. You know I'm a PlayStation person. Come on, people. So DualShockers.com did ask, basically, will PlayStation 5 have any backwards compatibility? They say that because they found that the PlayStation 3 trophies appeared in some PlayStation 5 games. Now, they also did say that PlayStation 3 logos briefly replaces the PlayStation 4 trophies. So if PlayStation gets a new patent, then we shall see if the PlayStation 3 titles will go to the PlayStation 5 store. In fact, there was a couple of tweets that showed the trophies off. At Next Gen Player, PS4 trophies aren't working And for many people, they're showing up as PS3 games. And at CIROC 85, is it happening? It did. PlayStation 3 trophies are up on PlayStation 5. I don't have a PlayStation 5 yet. I gotta check my taxes app and see if that's updated. I might get one. What else I could get is, this article comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and EA confirms 3 new Star Wars games in development at Respawn. So, there's not too much in the titles. We do know that Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order will be coming, but there looks to be a first-person shooter, an FPS, and a VR Star Wars game. So that is going to be all very interesting to see what the games do come out. You can go check this out on Eurogamer.net. Steam Deck, this coming to us from GameSpot.com, may have a new dynamic cloud feature. And that is coming very soon. It'll be called the Steam Dynamic Cloud. So if you have a Steam Deck, you can switch everything from or all your saves would be up on the Steam Dynamic Cloud. It not quite like it is on PC, because PC goes basically to the hard drive. Some of it does go to the cloud, but a lot of it goes to the hard drive. And that'll be very interesting. The Steam Deck will launch in February. That's a 2-month delay from the original December release. And the Valve's handheld games for different prices, running from $400 to $650. Reservations will now apparently deliver sometime after Q2 this year. That comes to us from GameSpot.com. And yes, I don't typically talk about Nintendo games here on the Daily Show, but this is an exception. Because from NintendoLife.com, action RPGs No Place for Bravery has been pushed back again to Q3 2022. This game has been pushed back from summer 2020 to Q1 2021. I'm sorry, it was announced for Switch in summer 2020, and then the release date was going to be Q1 2021. Then it was pushed back to Q4. And then it's been pushed back again to this year, Q3, for all the Switch players. So, if you're a Switch player and you're looking for No Place for Bravery, good luck. But they did release a statement. After a lifetime of battle and misery, Thorin prepares to lay down his sword for good, until receiving a new lead on his missing daughter, Leif. Venture forth, Berserker, into an unforgiving, breathtaking world where a single misstep could cut Thorin's story short. Dash around danger with split-second timing, or adjust difficulty settings to enjoy the tale and save the challenge for another day. No matter the path Thorin walks, discover a stirring, somber soundtrack, detailed pixel art evoking an age of giants and myth. Delays, delays, delays. And there will be more. I guarantee it. That's going to do it for today's show. I am at Joe Brums on Twitter. If you have any suggestions for show stories, you can send the links there. Or you can send links to our Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. And if you go to audible.com, basically go to groupquest.com, and you can click on the Audible site to get a free audiobook. And while you're at it, go check out stackup.org. We will see you again tomorrow for more news for video games. Bye for now.